Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
This is Jasmine Lloyd.
Okay, perfect. So thank you so much. I could take you from here. Hi, Jasmine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. No. Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No.
Okay. So no signatures, nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, were you or a loved one using hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, me.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with any cancers after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
Ovarian, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed, of course?
Yes, I was diagnosed November 11th of 2023.
Okay. Okay, so November 11th of 2023. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes, her name, her last name, or you need the first and last name?
The first and last name would be better.
Okay, the doctor, her last name was Barack.
Okay.
B-A-R-A-K-A-T. I think I'm spelling that right. And she was the OBGYN.
Okay, perfect. And where was she located, in what city and state?
She was in Paoli Hospital.
Okay, and this was in what state?
This is in Paoli, PA. Can I put you on hold for 1 second? This is my kid's daycare.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Sorry. Hello? They hung up.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Paoli Hospital is in Paoli, PA. 19301.
Okay. So I see a Linda Barakat. Barakat? Is that the one?
Barakat, yeah.
Barakat, okay. Okay. And you said this is in PA Hospital?
Paoli. Yeah, Paoli Hospital. P-A-O-L-I, Paoli.
Hospital, okay. Let's see. Oh, okay, I think I see it. Paoli Hospital, this was on Lancaster Avenue?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let's see. Okay, just 1 second. I'm so sorry. I'm transferring their information over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah. How many times would you say that you used it a year?
Like 5 or 6 times a year.
Okay. I'm going to round it up to about 6. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay. And again, you said you were diagnosed in the Paoli Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, what was your date of birth?
March 4th, 1995.
March 4th, 1995. Perfect. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Now, do you know anyone else that used hair relaxers was affected by them?
No, not that no one's ever said to me.
Okay, no worries. And you used, and you were diagnosed in Pennsylvania, right? It was all in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and do you know when you started using it?
In June of 2013.
Okay. June of 2013. When was the last time that you applied it, you think?
I stopped using it in November, right before.
Oh, okay.
Well, right at, right after I was diagnosed.
And that was 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So you used it about 10 years, you'd say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it applied in a salon or at home?
A salon.
Okay. Do you know what kind of hair relaxers they used? Maybe the Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal?
Yeah, L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Yeah, I know those are some of the common ones. Now, it is a little redundant, but did your cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 years after you first started using it?
My AirPod died. Can you repeat your question one more time?
Yeah, no worries. Did your cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 years after you first started using it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. I know these questions are a little redundant, but I am required to ask. Now, as far as the diagnosis and all that, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you get any chemo or any radiation?
Yeah, so it was like chemotherapy, mm-hmm. Immunotherapy. What else did I do?
Did you have any surgeries?
Yeah, I had a total hysterectomy.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when did you start having that treatment? Was it right away in November?
Like 4 or 5 days after I was diagnosed.
Okay. Again, this was last year, right?
Yes, in November of 2023.
Okay. Okay. Now, the doctor that diagnosed you from earlier, the Barca, I'm sorry, I can't say her name. Is she the same one that treated you?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor who treated you, their name?
The doctor who did the treatment mm-hmm. for, like, the oncologist?
Yeah, yeah, for that chemotherapy, the hysterectomy, all of that treatment that you underwent?
Justin Fox.
Okay. You said Justin Fox?
Stephen, Stephen, Stephen.
Okay.
Fox is the animal, F-O-X.
Okay. Okay, I do see him here. He is an oncologist in Paoli. You said Stephen Fox, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay, perfect. Now, I have your first name spelled J-A-S-S-M-Y-N-E. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then last name, I have Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did you have a middle name, Jasmine?
It's Yvonne. It starts with the letter Y.
Y-V-O-N-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And what about your social?
My social security number?
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you the last four?
Yeah, that's fine as well.
Okay, 7199.
Perfect, 7199. Okay, now I have your email address here. It's jraison56@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then I have phone number 484-630-7301.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. What about your address?
20 Price Street, P-R-I-C-E, Street, Westchester, PA, 19382, Apartment 3.
Okay. Perfect. I have 20 Price Street, Apartment 3. That's in Westchester, PA, and that's 19382. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Okay, and do you have the medical records for this?
My doctor has them.
Okay. Perfect. Cool. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Jasmine. Does anyone come to mind?
Yes, you can do my mom.
Okay. And what was your mom's name?
Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A.
Perfect. Carletta. Does she have last name Lloyd as well?
No, Raison, R-A-I-S-O-N.
Okay. Okay, and what was her phone number?
Ooh, that's a good question. Hold up.
Okay, great. Now what I'm going to do now, Jasmine, is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
A little bit. I think that you just got to click on the box, right?
Yeah, it's just tapping on the yellow boxes there. So what this DocuSign is for is it just gives the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you, Jasmine. Do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text messages?
Email, fine.
Okay. Okay, so if you haven't already, you can open up your email, put me on speaker. Okay, now before I do send it out, I'm actually going to verify some of the information on here. Just stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have Jasmine, spelled J-A-S-S-M-Y-N-E. Middle name Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E. Last name Lloyd, common spelling. I have address is 20. Oops, not letting me see it on here. Just one sec. Okay, sorry. I have address 20 Price Street, apartment 3 in West Chester, Pennsylvania, 19382. I have your date of birth as March 4th of 1995, and then your social is 7199. Is all that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I did just send that through. You should be seeing it shortly. It should have my name on it, which is Carolina Hernandez. It's going to say something about wants to share a DocuSign. Something mm-hmm. like that. Just let me know when you do receive it.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. And if you have any issues signing, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. What's hard? Oh, that looks horrible.
No worries, it doesn't have to be pretty.
Let's make sure I got everything. So the stuff that's not popping up in the yellow, like it's highlighted yellow from my initials, but it's not a box there. What should I do about that?
I see. You said it's highlighted yellow, but there's no box?
Oh, never mind. Okay. It went to the right. I'm sorry. All right.
No worries.
All right. I think I'm finished.
I did just receive it on my end, Jasmine. So now the attorneys, once they get this paperwork, it should take about 48 hours. They're going to give you a quick call. They're just going to verify some of the information we went over today, so it should be a fairly short call just to have, you repeat, that it's all correct to them. After that, if you have any case-related inquiries, any questions, you can reach out to them or myself. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, I do not.
Okay, great. Well, if anything comes up, you can always reach back out. But thank you for your time, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.